And now it's time for Home on Long Island with Sal Farrow and Holly Levis on 1100 WHLI.
Hey guys, this is 1100 AM WHLI playing the hits of a lifetime, the greatest hits by the greatest artists. And, you know, brand new this week, it's our second show, Home on Long Island. Sal, it's so great to see you again and be back in the studio.
You too, Holly. What a great week.
Yeah, and it's hosted every week by yours truly, Holly Levis and Sal Farrow. And as many of you know, Sal is president and CEO of Allure Home Improvements. Perhaps you've seen Sal, his gorgeous mug, on one of the many television appearances he's made, and especially one of my favorite shows. I know, Sal, you love this show too, ABC TV's Extreme Makeover Home Edition. So Sal's everywhere and was recently voted Remodeler of the Year by Professional Remodeler Magazine. Don't get too red now, Sal. You know, his face is getting red.
You know, I do love Extreme Makeover Home Edition. It is my favorite show, but I do want you to know, I've done eight episodes of that show. And I never wore a hat.
Really?
And last week you made a comment about me wearing my headphones.
Yeah.
So it didn't mess my hair.
I know. Perfect hair. Well, I got to tell everybody.
The headphones keep falling off, so I have to now mess my hair today.
Yeah. Well, it'll be all right because you've got good hair. You're lucky.
Thanks.
You've got really good hair. And Sal, you guys recently got two brand new awards that are really impressive and, you know, quite encouraging. Long Island Press, Best of Long Island, their annual award voted by people, consumers, and readers as Best Remodeler.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Long Island Press every year does this Best of the Best issue.
Mm-hmm.
And for weeks, actually a couple of months beforehand, they reach out to all the readers and through their website and through the newspaper, and they ask everybody, vote for your best of the best in every category.
Yeah,
hair salons, restaurants, exactly,
yeah,
whatever
grooming.
It may be. And pet shops.
That's right. That's right.
Petport's going to win next year.
Yeah. That's my brand new venture, by the way, everybody.
I'm excited about it for you.
On the air all the time, all over New York and Long Island, but now have this brand new pet retail supply and food store in Northport Village. So that's been a lot of fun.
We got to make sure it wins next year.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and inspired by my two Jack Russell Terriers. We'll talk about them later. Terrorists.
But Long Island Press does a great job.
They really do.
They really reach out to everybody to try to get people to vote. And we're proud of it because this is consumer voting. This isn't something that you win just arbitrarily.
That's
right.
It's
people out there voting and saying, you know what, you're the best of the best. So we're
proud of it. It's like the People's Choice Awards in music and motion pictures. It's the same thing.
Do I give my acceptance speech now? Should I be like Mariah Carey and have a couple of drinks first?
Yeah, maybe. That might not be a bad idea, although she hasn't been getting great press lately. And you also won an award for Angie's List. I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with Angie's List, but it's a great customer service referral website, right? I mean,
Angie's List,
good stuff.
Way ahead of their time. They were social media before social media became what it is. They were an opportunity for people to interact on the internet and, you know, do referrals and connect pertaining to, you know, buying things, retail.
Mm-hmm.
And only 5% of the people who were associated with Angie's List get this award. And this, again, is one of those opportunities where the consumer, the people out there, unsolicited, voted for you and said, hey, you guys are great. And that's super That Super Provider Award was something, again, we're very proud of and we work hard for.
Yeah, that stuff's so important. And you like to get that feedback from, like you said, the everyday person that's out there trying to do stuff, make their house a little bit better. And that's what this show is all about. It's, as you always say, it's an educational show.
Yes.
You want to give back to people and teach them how to make their living space a little better, a little more cozy, a little more enjoyable to enhance the Long Island lifestyle.
Yeah, we have over 900,000 homes on Long Island. This market is just, you know, it's residential homes. It's people, middle America, living, and everybody lives in a house.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a great industry, construction, remodeling. We want to go out there, take this platform, a radio platform, whatever it may be, promote the industry that we're in, and give people not only an education about what we do and how they can live better. You know, the focus, when you and I put this together, the focus was what? Make it so people can live better on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to do it than to get out there and teach them about their home and how to make these right decisions for them their home and have some fun doing it at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves to get design suggestions and home improvement tips. And as the weather gets a little nicer, we'll do landscaping ideas and everything in between.
Yeah.
And we want to know what you all want to talk about, so feel free to go to the WHLI website. It's WHLI.com, and email us your questions, suggestions, anything that's important to you. We really want to know about it here on Home on Long Island, co-hosted by me, Holly Levis, and Sal Farrow, CEO and President of Allure Home Improvements. So, Sal, what do you want to touch on today? We're gonna talk about upgrading our space, whether we should stay or go. That sounds like a Top 40 tune, right?
It does.
Should I stay or should I go?
You want to start singing it?
No, you don't want to hear me sing. Trust me when I tell you.
Me neither. Today we want to talk about increasing your living space. You know, as we're thinking about topics, we want to go out and find out, you know, what's on people's minds? What are they thinking about? Last week we talked about energy and making your home more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Now people, it's not as easy to buy a home on Long Island, and kids are staying with their parents longer, and parents are moving in with their kids. So how do you increase the living space in your home? And the other question is, well, do you increase the living space, or do you move and upgrade, and you upgrade to a bigger home?
Sure.
So that's kind of what we want to talk about today.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people struggle with that very, you know, decision, because like you said, there's a lot of ways to do home improvements and maybe put an addition on the house, or, you know, make your basement actual living space instead of like a cinder block flooded moldy basement like mine. You can get a beautiful space.
We've got plenty of pictures of those as well.
I bet. Yeah, so the before and after shots. And we'll be posting those on the WHLI website and allure.com as time goes on. Before and after, because it's really important to see that difference.
We've got a lot of those on there now. I mean, I think the first question is, do I increase the living space, or do I consider upgrading to a bigger, larger home?
Mm-hmm.
Before I even get into that, don't you want to know what I did this week in Dallas?
Yeah. Sal, what did you do this week in Dallas?
I met Miles Austin, wide receiver for the Cowboys.
Oh, very nice. I know you're a huge football fan.
Not a Cowboy fan, big Giant fan.
Football.
But you know what? I
went
down
there.
Now
you're a Jets fan.
Yes, I'm a Jet fan right now. I went down to Dallas on business. I had to meet with another group of remodeling contractors discussing, you know, where our industry is, where they're going, so on and so forth.
Which is so important to share that kind of information with peers, and especially on a national level, right?
Yeah, because, you know, we want to focus on best practices. I don't have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
They may. And I also like the idea we can help other contractors do a better job wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this meeting down in Dallas, and I'm in the hotel, and a friend of mine happens to be there. And we're like, wow, what are you doing here? And who's with him? Miles Austin.
Wow, that's great.
And
that's exciting.
I look at him, I go, hey, how's it going? Great game. And I didn't have the heart to tell him I rooted against him.
Aww.
But what a gracious, nice young man. Just a real gracious, nice young man who's just blessed to be there. He has a guy who was a wide receiver at Monmouth University, a small college in New Jersey. I met the quarterback, this kid BK, who was just this athletic type individual, who told me, Sal, throwing to him was just amazing because he was able to get anywhere. I said, well, how did he go from a small college like that into the pros? And he says he went to the NFL combines. He did so incredibly well. His numbers were off the chart. Dallas grabbed him, and boom, here he is today.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. That's great. So it just goes to show, if you really work hard and you're focused, you can really make anything happen.
That's what I told my kids when I got home.
You know, and it gets back to the same thing on a different level with your house, really.
That's right.
I mean, if you really want to, you know, have a better lifestyle, whether you're going to stay in your present home or move and upgrade, I mean, it's a great time in the economy right now to get a bigger house or to move, but there's lots of things associated with that. There's higher costs, there's increase in taxes. But if you love your neighborhood, like I love where I live, but I'm in a very small beach house. It was originally a beach house. It's a bungalow upgraded, but it's tiny. But I have a beautiful view of the Sound. I'm the perfect candidate to do an extension on my house, you know.
Well, I think you brought up a great pro to stay in your home and enlarge it. And you used a word that was important to me, lifestyle. You know, what's the pros and what's the cons to move or to stay in a larger home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? If you move right now, from a financial standpoint, it's not a bad time to upgrade.
No.
You know, if home values are down 20% and your home is less expensive than the home you want to move and upgrade to, well, you know what? Mathematically, that's a good time to do it. I tell anybody who's looking to upgrade, now's the time to upgrade from a financial standpoint. Okay.
But then you have to sell your house first, right?
That's the con. You got to now sell your house. You got to deal with the process of trying to sell your house. It's not so easy. So if you put all your eggs in that basket and you're hoping to sell your house, I have a friend who wants to upgrade. It took him 2 years to sell his house.
Wow, that's a long time. So your money's tied up, and you really, most people don't have just disposable income where they can sit on one house for a year and buy another house. I mean,
exactly.
I'd say 99% of us don't have that luxury.
No, and you're kind of living in limbo, and that's what he did. So he's lost 2 years, so we go back to lifestyle, you know, quality of life. Now, the pros of staying and enlarging your home, I mean, it's quality of life. You're used to the home. You're comfortable. Any home you buy, no matter how much you feel it's going to be a better home, it's bigger, you're going to need to do improvements. You're going to need to change colors. There's so much more expenses that come about that you don't realize.
And there's always surprises, right?
Oh, all the time. You got to save money in lodging because it's not going to cost as much as the upgrade. You get to stay in your neighborhood. You get to, stay with that quality of life used to. And you're a perfect example. You don't want to leave that house, do you?
No. I love the property. I could do without the house, but I don't want to leave the property. So I would be a perfect candidate.
Well, now, the only thing you'd have to be concerned about was, well, I don't want to live through the construction, which if you got the right contractor, it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing is, am I overbuilding for my neighborhood? And I think towards the end of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about return on investment and how much on a resale you kind of recoup with this stuff.
That's great. So today we're going to answer all your questions, and we're going to talk about whether you should go or stay in your house and how you can increase your living space right here on Home on Long Island with me, Holly Levis, and my co-host Sal Ferro, CEO and president of Allure Home Improvements on WHLI. So we'll be back in just a minute, guys, right here at 1100 AM.
Home on Long Island.
Well, good morning, everybody. We're back on 1100 AM WHLI, playing the hits of a lifetime, the greatest hits by the greatest artists. I mean, great music on this radio station, Sal, don't you think?
Oh, I listen to it all the time.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful music, standards that you grew up with. And now home of our brand new show every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. It's called Home on Long Island, hosted by me, Holly Levis, and Sal Ferro, CEO and president of Allure Home Improvements. And Sal, we've been talking about whether to stay or to go, whether you should move and upgrade or stay and increase your living space. And I think most people get attached to their houses. You know, they like the neighborhood. If you have kids in a good school district, you want to stay. Your neighbors become your family. So what are the best ways that we can increase our living space? And we can start with some economical suggestions for people. Like, how do you improve?
I think you got to first make that decision. Do I stay with the current footprint of my home? Or do I change the footprint? The footprint is just exactly where your home is now.
The foundation,
within the current you're not changing the foundation, exactly. Not adding any space outside the footprint of your home.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many ways you can do that, increase your living space. You could convert your basement or refinishing your basement. You could convert your garage to a den or to a bedroom with some living space.
Sure.
You could convert your attic. Attic conversions are very popular, and I'll talk to you later about the actual resale and how attic conversions are high.
Yeah, that's great.
And you could even take a current patio or deck and enclose it. So you've already got the space, you've got the deck, the patio, and you're already paying taxes on it. Now you can enclose that.
And it's like a three-season-a-year room. Or
exactly.
If you put heat in it, you can even use it in the winter, right?
Yeah, three- or four-season room.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to increase the footprint, well, that's when you get to, you have many more options when you increase.
Mm-hmm.
One would be building an extension. That's adding on to the existing size of your home, right out of the back, the side, whatever it may be. Very popular for us are kitchen extensions.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Good.
Way to improve a person's home is through increasing their kitchen, increasing the eating area. Then we could do a second floor addition, which is commonly called a dormer.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way to increase the footprint. And although you're on top of the existing home, I consider that increasing the footprint.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're truly increasing the sizes. That size didn't exist previously.
Yeah, it's like doubling your, if you do a complete second story, it's like doubling your square footage, right?
Yeah, changes the house. You turn a ranch into a colonial overnight.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
And we'll talk about how you can do it overnight also.
Okay, yeah,
you can
exactly.
Add a sunroom. You know, we did one next door to you. We can add a sunroom, which is a complete addition on the home, all glass, much quicker than an extension. And that's more of a 2 to 4 season room. Some are 4 season rooms.
Mm-hmm.
3 season, I'm more comfortable calling them a 3 season room.
Yeah.
And the last thing is you can add a deck or a patio. And I consider that increasing living space. Because
absolutely.
If you go out of your backyard right now and you don't have a patio or a deck, that's a lack of living space. That is summer living space that you can have, an outdoor kitchen you can do so much with.
Yeah, in the winter, we really miss our patio because, like I was saying, I have a small beach house, and that outside patio area is definitely an extra room. It's where we eat. It's where we entertain. I mean, it's so important. So that's an easy one, especially looking towards the spring.
You know what? It's funny you say that. This year, I covered everything outside. Had one of those companies come in and shrink wrap everything. I have a little outdoor kitchen, shrink wrapped. Everything's covered. I have no access to it.
Yeah, isn't that frustrating?
I'm sitting there, knees here. I'm like, I want to do a little barbecue, and the weather wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
I don't have access to it, so I had to go buy one of those little portable barbecues.
Yes. Hey, they're good. There's nothing like a good barbecue in the middle of winter.
Oh, I love it.
You take your wine outside, you grill a steak. It's fabulous.
And the outdoor fire pit?
Love those. Want one this year.
I know. I'll build one for you.
Okay, you got it. That's a deal.
You know, I definitely miss that. But, you know, going back to the footprint and the non-footprint, you know, finishing the basement's become an incredibly popular approach to increasing the living space because it's there. It's you're taking dead space. You're taking unused space. It's different than an attic. Many people are using an attic for storage. It's different than a garage. Many people are using it to put their car in.
Sure.
Basement, dead space that nobody's using, and it can be done in such a quick period of time.
And Sal, don't you think that most people think that the basement is in fact dead space, that they think, you know, it's moldy down there, there's a little flooding issue, or it's just a dirty mess, there's crickets down there, like, what could I do to my basement? And that's so far from the truth, is it not?
Yeah. A lot of people, once we finish their basement, they say, you know, I used to never even want to go near the basement door.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't wait to get down there. It's my solitude. It's my place that I can just, you know, enjoy myself,
to
relax.
Like a man's room. I know my husband always says, I want my own man's room. I want a place where I can have
well,
my
flat screen. Well, you know what we call that, right?
What?
A man cave.
There you go. A man cave in the basement would be perfect. I'd love for him to have his man cave.
Get him away from you and he's got his own private spot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Basement's a great spot. You put a gym. You could put that little game room. You put a pool table.
Office.
Just a place to get away. And done right, it's just an amazing addition to your living space.
Kids' playroom, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that you at Allure Home Improvements are specialists with Owens Corning basement finishing systems, right? I mean, you are known for your work with Owens Corning.
We must be 12, 13 years ago, we kind of partnered with Owens Corning to develop this basement finishing system that they have. And back then, there wasn't a very, there wasn't a ton of people out there finishing basements, and it was almost like we developed a market because Owens Corning went out there and developed something specifically for basements. And you mentioned moldy, smelly basements.
Yes.
A lot of times there may be water issues, moisture issues. What we do is we focus on making sure that's eliminated first because you want to make sure the basement's as dry as possible. But by installing this system, it's a system that's made specifically for below grade. It's a system that breathes. It's a system that has got a warranty against mold and mildew.
Which is so important on Long Island because that's a big problem with the clay in the soil and, you know, the water table, right?
Yeah, Long Island's very key. And, you know, we've had tremendous success with it. We prefer to do only an Owens Corning finished basement because we don't want to put any organic material in a basement. Mm-hmm. Organic material is wood-based, you know, material, paper-based, sheetrock. That's organic material. That's where you see a tremendous amount of mold and mildew.
Termites. Another thing,
yeah.
Another fun thing that we get on Long Island or everywhere in the country, but, you know, the moisture.
Very heavy here.
Yes.
With this system, it's inorganic. It's made specifically, like I said before, for below grade, and all the products we use in conjunction with the system are made specifically for below grade to prohibit mold and mildew growth, to allow for a basement to be free of any of that, and to still allow the basement to breathe.
Which is so important.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great product, something you can see on our website and we could talk more about. But I said the basement because it was one of the easiest spaces and one of the most cost-effective spaces to remodel.
Which
and
is
increase
so important.
Living space.
Yeah, because people are, you know, a little tight still. We have another couple of months, right, before we dig out of the recession, depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
But dig out, basement, no pun intended. But Sal, what is the Owens Corning basement finishing system made of? Is it a fiberglass material?
Yeah, it's a dense fiberglass material. And, you know, it's a product that's been around for a long time. It's been used in other applications. But when they invented it, they created it specifically for below grade in the basement. And, you know, it's got a wall covering over the surface. It's made in a module type way. It's soft wall. It's acoustically strong.
It's really a great product. A friend of mine had it done with your company, as a matter of fact, a couple years ago. And it's a really great product because it alleviates all those concerns that I know a lot I have with my basement, but I know a lot of people do because the flooding and the moisture is a big problem. So,
and again, it's back to that footprint, easy way to do it. We talked about, I mean, the attic conversions, and I can talk a little bit later on about resale value on it. They're very popular, not as popular in the Long Island area, but elsewhere in the country we're seeing more and more of that where people are converting existing attic space without enlarging the roof at all.
Really? Same roof?
Adding a staircase into the attic, converting it, and you could use, now that's above grade, so you could use organic material. There is an Owens Corning product for that as well. We go back to the garage conversions. You know what? I get concerned about that because I think when you convert a garage to living space, you do take away a great asset to a home, which is the garage.
Sure.
I know myself, I would not purchase a home without a garage.
Yeah, it's important if you have a nice car, you want to keep it nicer longer, and the weather really takes its toll on your paint job and everything. And plus, people need that extra storage.
Yeah.
Whether it's if you don't have a shed, the lawnmower, or the man stuff, you know.
Garbage pails.
Yes.
But sometimes you have no choice, and the garage is an alternative, and you have to use
it. Yeah.
But going back to the other part, increasing your footprint, then it's, you know, you've got many more alternatives. You've got a lot more that you can do. You can add an extension as big as the property will allow. Mm-hmm. You could put a second floor in your home, and as you mentioned before, you can double the size of a ranch, turn into a colonial.
Sure.
We can add a sunroom, which we've got an Owens Corning product, Owens Corning Sun Suites, and you know, go to deck or patio. And there's so many options with a deck and patio, from engineered materials to real wood materials like mahogany or stone materials, stamped concrete. And I think we really need to do a show on exteriors and landscaping and hardscaping, because there is so much. And before the spring comes, when people are getting ready to do this stuff, we should definitely do a show on that.
In the coming weeks, we definitely will, Sal, because people need to start planning for that. And it's mid-January, but boy, the time's going to fly. It's
very
really
much
fly.
So. Very much so.
So we're coming back in just a couple minutes on WHLI. It's 1100 AM, playing the hits of a lifetime, the greatest hits by the greatest artists. Lots of great music. But this morning and every Saturday starting at 9 o'clock, thanks for being here. It's our brand new show, Home on Long Island, hosted by Sal Farrow, my partner in crime, sitting next to me, the guy with the good hair.
Thank you.
He is president and CEO of Allure Home Improvement, and me, Holly Levis, right here on 1100 AM. We'll be back in a minute.
Home on Long Island.
We're back. Our brand new show, Home on Long Island, is our weekly talk show with me, Holly Levis, and Sal Farrow, CEO and president of Allure Home Improvements. And really the goal of this show, Sal, is to educate people about making their lifestyle on Long Island a little bit better within the home, whether you want to add on to your house or do an addition or fix up your basement. We've been talking today about increasing living space.
Yeah, everything associated with the home. Improve, mold, anything we can do to make you living on Long Island a much better experience.
And we really appreciate being educated by somebody like you. I mean, you're the guy. You are Allure Home Improvements, and you are renowned all over the tri-state area and, of course, nationally as well. You've been on ABC's Extreme Home Makeover.
I'm blushing.
And, you know, by the same token, we really want to know what you guys want to talk about every week. You can email us, go to the WHLI.com website, and just click on Home on Long Island. You'll see Sal's gorgeous face in living color.
Now, let me tell you, if you click on this site, you're going to want to see Holly's face a lot more than mine, because you mentioned something, how renowned and how much experience. What does that mean? It's another way of saying I've been around a long time.
Well, you know, looks good on you, baby. Looks good on you.
Thanks.
And we want to take your calls, too. We're going to get to a few phone calls in just a minute. The number is 631-292-9108. That's 631-292-9108 here at WHLI. So, Sal, we've been really focusing on this show on increasing your living space. And we talked about stuff
footprint,
you can do.
Non-footprint.
Right. And that's the construction lingo for doing stuff inside the walls you already have, or doing an addition or a second story. We talked about refinishing your basement, the garage, maybe doing something with the attic.
Yep.
But a lot of people want more, right?
Yep.
Women always want more, I'm telling you.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. You know, well, it's true. I think it is. And so, what's the best way to increase your square footage?
Well, there's a couple of options. I don't know if there's specifically a best way, Holly. Like we talked about before, add an extension, add a second floor, add a sunroom, add some outdoor living space. Those are all phenomenal ways to increase your square footage.
Sure.
I think it's a lot of it has to do with the type of home you have and what you're looking to accomplish.
And your budget is always a big thing.
Budget's going to play a big role.
Yeah.
You know, I look at you, and we've talked about your home and some of the things you're looking to do. And let's play your homeowner, I'm contractor for a second.
Okay.
Because what may work for you may not work for somebody else. What are you looking to accomplish?
That's right. I really want to blow my house up. I mean, not literally. I mean, I want to make it bigger because I have location. I'm right by the water. You know, everybody, I always talk about Northport because I love it, and I grew up there, and I live in Northport. I have a great view of the Sound, but I have a tiny, tiny house that I bought in the beginning of my radio career, and it's maybe 1,200 square feet. So my husband and I, two Jack Russell Terriers, we are growing out of that space. So I would love to, ideally, do a second story. But I worry about the time. Where are we going to live while it's going on? I know there's some new options today.
Yeah, there definitely are. You know, I look at your example, and that's a perfect example. I know where you live. I know the neighborhood. You know, you don't finish a lot of basements over there because they're just not, you know, not ideal height-wise, entrance-wise, so on and so forth. And with you adding a second story, it just creates, it changes your home from a small ranch-type home into, you can turn it into a colonial.
Sure.
Okay? One of your big concerns is going to be, you know, how long it's going to take and so on and so forth. And
do without, we have to relocate?
Yeah. And you know what? Some people do for a second story because it is a big process.
Sure.
There's two types of, there's two ways you can do it. We can do a traditional stick-built where you go in, you rip the roof off, and you frame a second-story addition on the home, and it's more time-consuming. And you can do a phenomenal, wonderful job, and we do them all the time.
Sure.
There's also system-built, where we can pre-build your second floor ahead of time. And there are many companies that do it, a lot of them in Pennsylvania or upstate. Pre-build your second story to your specifications. We design everything around what you're looking to do. We come in there with machinery, cranes. We put that thing on in one day. And by the end of the week, you're pretty much out of all the mess, and you're living in your home. Upstairs yet because we're still tying it in.
Sure.
But it takes what's typically a, you know, 3-month project and turns it into a much shorter project.
That's incredible. So it's a modular unit.
Yeah, system built. You know, module in the fact that it comes in pieces, system built in the fact that it's a specific system on how it's built and how it's prepared to fit your home. These are not cookie cutter, pre-made. Let's go get one for Holly Levis. These are designed, made specifically for your home, your specifications, your size, so on and so forth.
Are they really, I guess it depends on the house, but do you often have to redo the foundation? Or sometimes, I guess you get an engineer's report, and if your foundation can hold it, you just plop it right on top of the house, basically, right?
Yeah, typically we'll do a site inspection, and the engineers, the plans will determine if there's additional support needed. Mm-hmm. The foundation, most of the time, is fine. It's interior support that sometimes is needed. We'll post up part of the second story through the first story right down to the basement, dig piers in the basement where we can add support. So all of that is part of the process. It's part of the engineering. It's part of the prints that are sent to the town for approval. And it's, you know, part of making sure we're putting something up there that's not only functional, but it's safe.
And that modular, I know you don't like that word because it makes it sound cookie cutter, but it's not. What was the word you used?
System built.
System built, yeah. That is so appealing.
Yeah.
You know, it's simple. It's not as messy. It's quick. I mean, how what's the quickest you've ever done a piece like that?
It's done in a day or
a
two.
A day, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
The rest of it's just the tie-ins and stuff like that.
Sure, and the inside stuff.
You know, but I go back to system built only because not just that it sounds better. It is built specifically for you, so it's customized. It's not these things that you say, you know, it's just going to be like this module track-built home that was put on.
Like a log cabin kit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, crown moldings, wonderful bathrooms. And we, as Allure, you know, being that we're a big kitchen and bathroom remodeler, we have the ability to customize the kitchens and bathrooms phenomenally.
That's great.
And this is something that there are companies out there, not just Allure, that do system-built construction, and there are companies out there that do stick-built, traditional, and there are some that do both like us. The fact is, what I'm trying to get across to people is it exists.
Is this a new trend?
No, it's been around for a while. It's just only now becoming more and more popular.
Yeah.
It's a little more cost-effective in some cases.
Sure, I bet
and
it is.
And today, it's all about time.
That's right. Yeah, time and money.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to the phones right now because I know that Robin is on the line, and you too can call in at 631-292-9108. And Robin's been sitting by the phone dying to get her question in because she's also thinking about doing an addition on her house. Hey, Robin, you're on the air on 1100 WHLI.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm thinking about extending my kitchen. I need more space. I need more eating room, and I'd like to know, what is the process to do that?
Sal. Sal's the guy.
I guess that's for me. Well, Robin, I mean, that's a very common project, and the kitchen and the den are the two most used places in a home. It's the place where, you know, people just come together, and that's where the family is, and that's where the parties are, and that's the area you spend most of your time, unless you're sleeping, of course. You know, the process, a lot of people think it's just 1, 2, 3, and that's it. Adding a kitchen extension is a very involved process because it involves more than just determining where you're going to add the space. There's a lot of design aspect to it. There's a lot of selections. My first step I tell people is, number one, see a licensed and insured reputable contractor who specializes in kitchen extensions. There are many companies out there that do remodeling projects, that do extensions, but they're not kitchen people. And you want to deal with a kitchen company because they're going to give you the design, the cabinets, the whole process. The other thing is, you don't want to go to a kitchen company that just does kitchens because they're not going to be familiar with the extension. They're not going to be familiar with doing the alteration work. There are many great reputable contractors out there with showrooms that do kitchen extensions. That first step would be visit them in their showroom and start the process, the design work. You want to design the kitchen to fit your cooking needs, your lifestyle needs, and you want to design the eating area to really allow you to express yourself in terms of entertaining and the quality of life that you want there. So that first step is seeing a designer who specializes in kitchen and kitchen extension remodels. And from there, once the design work is done, next process is to submit the work to the town and, of course, fit this type of remodel into your budget. And if you haven't developed a budget, now's the time to start thinking about it, because if you visit a remodeling contractor without a budget, that's kind of open-ended.
Yeah, and it can really get astronomical. I mean, there's so many different directions you can go in. Now, Sal, typically does the contractor go and get the permits that you need from your town or county?
Yes. We do. We'll file the plans and the permits with the town or county. We'll make sure everything's done to code. And we'll work with the homeowner to fit this budget project, so on and so forth, and to what the town's going to allow as well.
And like you said, it's so important, everybody listening, to be sure that you get a licensed and insured home improvement specialist or contractor. You want somebody that is a specialist in your particular project, right? Because they need to have all the avenues covered.
That's right. I look at remodeling, and I look at it as there are companies that specialize in specific things. It's like a medical center.
That's right.
Some companies have a medical center with specialists in all these different areas. We happen to have certified kitchen designers, certified remodelers, people who specialize in exterior design, siding, windows, roofing. There are some companies that they just focus on exterior remodel. Mm-hmm. And that's great. And if you want to use them for that, that's great. I would not use a roofer to install my kitchen cabinets.
Right.
And no disrespect to the roofer, because what they do is phenomenal and it's difficult work. On the same token, they're not geared towards that fine professional carpentry that a kitchen cabinet should have.
Like, so you wouldn't call a plumber to do your electrical.
Exactly. I hope we answered your questions, Robin.
Thank you so much. And I just want to let you know that I love the show, and you guys are awesome.
Thanks,
Robin. We love callers like you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Holly, did you open up a store in Northport?
Yeah, I already did. Come and see me. Petport.
Okay.
Do you have pets?
I have two. I have a Wheaton Terrier and I have a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, that's great. Well, come on, see us. We're at 114 Main Street in the Village of Northport.
So are you doing grooming there as well?
We will be shortly. Yep, coming up
in about
a month.
I'm looking for a good groomer.
That's great. Well, come by and see us, okay?
I need a haircut, too.
Yeah, right. Sal's going to come by and see us, too.
Bye, Robin.
He's going to get his nails done by my groomer. All right. Thanks, everybody, for calling in at 631-292-9108. And you're listening to Home on Long Island. I'm Holly Levis. Sal Farrow is my co-host. He is CEO and president of Allure Home Improvements. And I think we have another caller on the line, Sal. You're listening to WHLI 1100 AM, and Diane is on the phone. Hey, Diane, where are you calling from?
Hey, you guys, from Oceanside.
And you have a question for Sal?
I do. Sal and Holly, first of all, I love your show.
Oh, thank you so
much.
Thank you.
Quick question. I'm looking to refinish my basement and wondering, if I do that, will my taxes go up?
Good question, Diane. Sal, what do you think?
Well, yes, they will.
yes, they will. That's a given.
You know, whenever you increase living space, the town looks at it as your home value has been increased. So the value of your home, the assessed value of your home increases. And if that's the case, your taxes will increase with it.
And that's even if you don't increase the footprint?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, certain improvements will have less of an increase than others.
Right.
Basements will tend to be a little less than a full-blown extension on the home.
Sure.
So it's back to earlier in the show when we talked about what tends to be more cost-effective. And I said, trying to stay within your footprint tends to be more cost-effective in terms of original budget to do the improvement. And number two, the additional costs and increase in taxes.
Mm.
An extension will cost per square foot more money than it would to increase the living space in your basement or attic or something like that.
Sure, as we talked about.
So I hope the answer for your question doesn't deter you from getting a finished basement, Diane.
Because really, it might not, in fact, be that much, right? We could be talking about a couple of hundred dollars, but it's always good to check in advance to find out.
Yes.
I know a lot of people have done additions, and my neighbors blew up their house, and they made this gorgeous three-story house, and their taxes went up so high that they simply couldn't afford to stay there. So they had to sell their house.
I think that's a great point, because people do build, and they increase the size or the value of their home, and they don't take into consideration some of the other things like increasing taxes, increased in energy costs.
Yeah, big one, energy.
Yeah, your living costs. So that's a good question, Diane.
Yeah, and any good home improvement expert or contractor like you guys at Allure, they will coach you through that.
Won't they
bring that up as you present your budget to them?
Yeah. Yes, we will.
Thanks a lot for calling, Diane. I'm Holly Levis with my co-host, partner in crime, Sal Farrow. He is CEO and president of Allure Home Improvements. And we are coming right back with more great tips on increasing your living space and a way that this weekend you can go out and actually see examples of this very thing.
Home on Long Island.
You're listening to 1100 AM WHLI and our brand new show every Saturday morning at 9, Home on Long Island. And we appreciate everybody calling in and emailing us this morning with so many great questions and stuff you want to know about with me, Holly Levis, and my co-host, Sal Farrow, is CEO and president of Allure Home Improvement. And Sal, you've really given us a lot of great tips and things to think about in terms of increasing your living space. And of course, we covered, you know, doing stuff within the walls you already have or adding onto your house. Sal, where does this fit in terms of resale value, for example? Everybody's concerned about, you know, putting their money in the right place with retirement and stuff like that. So just say if I spend thousands of dollars remodeling my house, am I going to get that money back? Is it an investment, really?
Well, let's put it this way. There's no better place. You said it well. People are very concerned about where they're putting their money, what's the best place to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Putting money in your home is a very safe place. And no doubt, we've seen a decrease in home values over the last couple of years that hit Long Island very hard. Hit Long Island specifically harder than other places in the country. Mm-hmm. And we've seen foreclosures and so on and so forth. But when you look at these improvements and you look at the resale recoup money, mm-hmm. it still far exceeds what you'd get, say, in the stock exchange.
That's right.
And there's no doubt home values on Long Island were a little inflated. I mean, it's safe to say that.
Well, I think that's an important point to bring up because they were astronomically inflated if you compare it
nationally
to the other part of the country. That's right. So that's a good thing to keep in mind. So if you're kind of disappointed that your home value went down 20%, in actuality, it's kind of on paper. It's going to level out. And if you do a home improvement project, that's even going to help you more.
Yeah, the fact is a lot of that money was – a lot of that equity in homes was overinflated prices that the market, you know, dictated. The market mm-hmm. dictated these prices existed. They hit this peak a couple of years ago, and they started to come back to reality. They did go below reality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people were concerned. We don't have as much equity. They did lose certain paper dollar.
Sure.
What do you do with your money? You put your money in the stock market. You invest in life insurance, whatever it may be. Those are choices you can make. But when it comes to your home, right now, the worst projects that we talked about are going to give you a resale improvement of 60% of what you spent.
Hmm.
So if you spent a certain amount of money, you're going to get at least 60% in return of that. Okay,
that's great.
In addition to, this is the quality of life we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're not improving this because we just want to improve our homes.
Right.
We're improving this because we want to improve the quality of our life.
Which is a big investment as well.
Yeah.
It's just not financial. It's in addition to financial. It's everything.
That's key. And that's, I mean, the focus of our show is improving the quality of your life on Long Island, improving your home life. So you improve the quality of your life by staying in a home, improving it, adding living space, adding that kitchen extension, remodeling that basement, adding that sunroom, all the things that you've hoped and wanted in your home. And in time, you could still recoup more than half. At times, resale values increase to 70 and 80-something percent of what you've spent. And as the market changes, as the market dictates, you'll have even better resale values because they're a little lower now than they have been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Remodeling Magazine every year puts out a cost versus value report.
Mm.
And that report is updated yearly, giving national averages, regional averages. We happen to be in the Middle Atlantic region, and they'll give you averages for projects. So, for instance, a basement project, the average, according to Remodeling Magazine, is in the $60,000 range.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Now, it tends to be a little lower on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these averages they use are in areas that dictate higher or more, bigger homes and so on and so forth. Our average tends to be lower than that $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, you can go to this report online, Remodeling Magazine. You can see what these average price points are. So that's a great way to establish a budget.
It's pretty interesting.
And you could
see the breakdown.
You could also see that resale value that you can expect down the road.
Yeah.
So
that's great. And a lot of us, want to start doing all these projects. And, sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming. And oftentimes you don't get to see exactly what's going to happen. But we've got a great, great opportunity for you to do that this weekend. I am so psyched, Sal. I get to come to the Allure Design and Planning Show. And you guys do this periodically, right?
We do this every year. Matter of fact, we try to switch it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have the Allure Carnival. And the last couple of years, we've seen that people have been thinking more of that decision, do I move or do I improve? So we kind of converted our Allure Carnival, which we had typically in January, Martin Luther King Jr. weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We converted it into a design and planning show, focusing more on helping people, not selling people.
Right.
Helping people determine, helping them with their needs and their wants for their home and giving them kind of a blueprint or roadmap on where to go.
Okay.
But we're still using some of the same theme that we have at the carnival. We have entertainment for the kids.
Which is key, right?
Yeah,
very
key.
You want to have a little something to distract your children while you're trying to figure out. They're not like Jack Russell Terriers, okay?
No, definitely give the kids something to do. But, provide refreshments and food, some entertainment, and turn this into an opportunity for them to develop that blueprint roadmap. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have seminars all day.
That's great.
Seminars range from, energy remediation to, financial things that can help in determining how to afford these projects. And Monday will be Kids Day. That's a day
great.
Where it's kind of bring the kids in, have some fun, and also learn about remodeling. And we're not there looking to sell anybody. We're there looking to support and kind of be a steward in our community. And our community happens to be Long Island, and what we do is remodeling.
That's great. That's great. I can't wait to come down because you're going to have samples of various things as well, right? I mean, you'll have...
We have the full showroom.
Yeah.
Everything there. We'll have exterior products, interior, full kitchen displays, full bathroom displays, product from faucets to tile. And I think the big part is not only do we have the products, we have the technology, the computer imaging to show people. We have the before
that
and afters.
That's great. That's great.
Oh, I can go on for hours.
So I can come in and give you the dimensions of my kitchen, for example, and tell you what my budget is, and you can sit down and do a computer imaging piece for me.
One of my designers could. I'll be coaching
you,
a baseball clinic for a little while.
Yeah, but that's really great to be able to, have that technology at our disposal now. And so we invite everybody to come out to the Allure Design and Planning Show. It's going on all weekend. It's happening right now, as a matter of fact. And Sal and I are going to jump over there shortly. It starts at 10 a.m. right till 5 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Martin Luther King Day. And Sal, I know you're going to be tied up for a little while today because you're doing a football clinic.
A baseball clinic, actually.
Oh, it is a baseball
clinic?
Yeah,
it's a baseball clinic.
Oh, I know you're always so football-oriented. It is baseball. Ah, you're multi.
Yeah, multitasking.
Yes, that's great. And your son is in baseball?
Yeah, my son's in baseball. This weekend, we're going to do one of our baseball clinics. The difference between kids playing baseball up in this Northeast region and the kids down in Florida and Arizona, mm-hmm. they can't play 12 months a year.
Yeah,
and those colleges and those schools down there, Holly, they have you know, you get a lot of the talent in the major leagues today from down there. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do, and a lot of coaches on Long Island are trying to have these baseball clinics throughout the winter to keep these kids hitting, throwing baseballs, running bases, pitching, catching
great
in the winter as well. And we happen to have one later on today. My son, I put together a travel team for my son, the Huntington Titans. I'm going to run a baseball clinic today.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm excited about it.
That's great. And then you'll be back at the Allure Design and Planning Show?
Yes, I will.
And what is the address of the show, if everybody wants to come on down?
That's 1999 Hempstead Turnpike in East Meadow.
Okay, great.
It's right between Wantagh Parkway and Meadowbrook Parkway on Hempstead Turnpike.
Okay, and they can go to allure.com for directions or any other information they need about the show?
Yes, they could.
Okay, great. And, you know, we really want your questions and suggestions for our next show and coming shows throughout the winter and spring. Home on Long Island. It's our second show. Sal, this is really fun, our second show today.
I know. I feel like we're veterans already.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've known you forever.
And, I wonder what kind of following we have. Are we going to get any, you know, emails this week about...
Yeah.
Like Sal said something wrong, like I did last week, the DIY and the DIY.
Right. People, everybody lets you know, right? So go to WHLI.com and you can click on Home on Long Island. You'll see Sal's gorgeous face and and bio. And, you know, you can ask us anything you want. The topics that are important to you are absolutely important to us. So thanks for listening, everybody.
No, they could ask me about the Jets because tomorrow's a big game.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We have to just do a little bit on the Jets. They're going to be on the West Coast tomorrow.
Yes, they are. They won a big game. They showed they belong. They showed they belong.
Bye, and, Cincinnati. Bye-bye.
That quarterback, Sanchez, grew up real quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, Revis and the rest of the defense, I think they're going to be a tough team for San Diego. And I'm looking forward to an exciting game. And
that is great.
Hope our New York Jets come out on top.
Yeah, the divisional finals kick off at 4:40 Eastern Standard Time. So Sunday afternoon, nice day to wind down after the Allure Design and Planning Show.
You want to do it together? J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets? Come on, Holly.
Do I have to?
Yeah, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
J-E-T-S. All right, I could get this, Sal. I could get the rhythm down. So it's been great. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us. We sure do appreciate it. Home on Long Island. We'll be back with you next Saturday right here at 1100 a.m. WHLI starting at 9 in the morning. Right, Sal?
Yes, 9 in the morning.
Okay. I'm Holly Levis, my co-host Sal Farrell, CEO and president of Allure Home Improvements. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
We'll see you later at the show.
Home on Long Island.